I, too, am looking forward to the campaign cycle next year because I, for one, am more than willing and happy to stand as a fighter for working families. And that's what this is about. As Chairman Yaw pointed out, the position of the AFL-CIO on this matter. This is about working families. Some may ridicule this as a waste of time and a waste of resources, but as far as I'm concerned, fighting for family-sustaining wages is why we're here. And that, to me, is the best time that we could possibly ever spend here in this Capitol. But let's get beyond the specific policy discussion of Reggie, and the previous speaker alluded to this. The comments last week by Justice Stephen Breyer, when he recoined the phrase, what goes around comes around, I think have merit here. The one thing we all know is that in 16 months, our current governor will no longer be our governor. And what we are doing here by opposing this resolution is ratifying broad powers for our executive branch, broad policy powers for our executive branch, that regardless of party affiliation, we as a legislature will be rendered a second-class conversation in this. When you think about this, Mr. Chairman, as you said, the next governor, she or he, may well choose on day one to remove us from Reggie. And we will have no argument against it because we have already acknowledged that the executive branch has such authority. And I think that is a major mistake. For me, this is an easy issue because it's about jobs, it's about family-sustaining wages, and yes, it is somewhat parochial in terms of the district I represent. But all of us in the legislature, regardless of party affiliation and policy beliefs, should be very concerned about what we're preparing to do in allowing our executive branch to unilaterally engage in such policy initiatives. So this may well be a Pyrrhic victory. The previous speaker said that we will enter Reggie. Well, I'm not so sure about that. After we go through this process, as the chair of the Independent Regulatory Review Commission acknowledged, this will go to court. Because this clearly is a tax, and it is clearly a policy decision beyond the scope of their regulatory authority. And so this will go to court, the governor will be gone in 16 months, and we may well be finding ourselves sitting here in a situation where we'll be withdrawing from Reggie before it's ever implemented. So I encourage an affirmative vote.